Blog Talk Radio.
So I got converted, and I feel alright.
is Minister Austin with Revelation of Truth here live in Georgetown, South Carolina. We are talking about mending a broken heart. I know people have been into broken relationships and everything, and they wonder, well, how can you get your heart back to where it was before after somebody had broken your heart? We are going to talk about healing for a broken heart. The scripture here is based upon 2 Corinthians, the first chapter and the third to fourth verse. It says that Paul writes, "Praise be to God, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those any troubles that with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." Sometimes the very reason pain received from God, that's 1 Corinthians, the third and the fourth verse. Sometimes the very reason pains had to be allowed in our lives is that we can be more effective in our ministry to others. First, I spoke earlier about abusive relationship being an abusive relationship and the key signs to look out for abusive relationship. After you get out of this relationship, there is some backup scriptures that can help you mend your heart back together again. Sometimes, like Paul was saying here, sometimes the very reason for pain that God allows in our lives is that we can be more effective in our ministry to others. Consider this: could she who have never felt rejection or isolation understand that the plight of a woman who battles depression and loneliness? Can he who has never lost a loved one empathize with a man who has just lost his father? Can she who has never known the pain of unrequited love ministry to teenagers, those whose interests have chosen someone else for a prom date? Now, here we're talking about broken heart and pain and everything like that. It's a song, a gospel song called "Broken Heart." To reflect on that as well. Having a broken heart is a very painful emotional experience. Whether it be from a severe relationship or a death of a loved one, everyone has to deal with a broken heart at some point in life because we live in a fallen world. As a result, we are constantly faced with shattered dreams, unexpected loss, and hurting relationships. I'm suffering from a broken heart right now from my previous marriage. I was wondering how can I get my heart back together again? How can I get my heart to get back to where I was before in life? I have several broken relationships that were successful. They were not successful. But I'm trying to reconcile with myself and God and to seek God more about getting my heart back together. It's a Humpty Humpty sat on the wall. Humpty Humpty had a great fall. Humpty Humpty. Humpty had a great fall. All the king's soldiers, all the king's men had to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So now I'm in that Humpty Dumpty stage now, trying to get my heart fixed up with God and relationships. Anybody got any feedback on how can, you mend a broken heart back together again? Because it's very hard Well, the Bible said that we should forgive other people that do hurt and harm towards you. Yes, that's true.
But how can you do that when you still got issues of your own and you got a broken heart? You
just can't come to reconciliation with it.
So that means that you must pray more, ask God for forgiveness, pray more, pray for that person who hurt you or do any bodily harm. I am a living witness. People that done me wrong came back to me, not apologizing, but they came back stating, well, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't even apologize. Say, well, I'm sorry I did you wrong. They just come back and, like, you know, like nothing happened. And I'm sitting here like, okay, you didn't know you hurt my heart, you hurt my feelings, but you acting like, you know, there's nothing wrong. Truth of the matter is, there's something wrong, but I'm not going to sit there. I'm just going to say, thank God they come back. Because some people, they do you dirt and they do you wrong, they don't even come back in your life.
Amen. If you are struggling with emotional pain, take comfort in that fact that God has your situation as well as you in the palm of his hand. He will not leave you. He will not let you go, and he will not let you down. A final word of hope can be found in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 10th verse, and that God of all grace who called you after you have suffered a little while will himself restore you and make you a strong form and steadfast. Take heart. The pain of your experience today may be your platform for your ministry tomorrow. That means that don't let nothing get in your way while you serving God or you getting back to your state of being. For ages, songwriters have tried to capture the heart wrenching feeling that varies from the circumstances of lyrics like, how can I supposed to live without you when I have been living for is gone? And I never got over you getting over me as well as you have lost the loving feeling. Yet these emotions are not articulated as clearly as we often wish they were. Often the pain is so deep, so extruding, tend to re-oppress and deny anguish, whether they're handling it properly. So in other words, we got to handle this situation properly. We should handle, you know, take it to God in prayer and see that if God can manifest in a situation and come and see what, you know, come and see if, you know, can he resolve this issue? God can resolve the issue, but you got to take your problems to God. Amen. Take your problems to God. And I promise if you take your problems to God and leave it there, you would have a better heart, and a better mind. We're going to talk about how can I heal from a broken relationship. You know, some people are, you know, in a broken relationship and broken, you know, they have broken feelings. They have and everything. Are we going to go listen to Broken? And I will be right back.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, and you will be able to receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken
heart. Gave me a miracle.
Gave me a spirit soul.
Just
to
fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Can I get, lift your hands and say,
I have received.
right where you are. Come on and tell him.
That was Broken by Fred Hammond. My time is almost up. Next time when I'll be on the air will be at Monday at 2 o'clock. Remember Monday at 2 o'clock. Remember to tell somebody about the show. Tell somebody to tell a friend that Minister Austin's on the air on Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and at Tuesday at 11 o'clock, well, Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to thank you for tuning in with us today. We just want to pray that, you know, that God will mend a broken heart and get back relationships to where they were till you find somebody that God sent for you. I'm still got a broken heart, but I'm praying over it, and I'm praying that God will heal my broken heart and heal my body from this problem that I have psychologically and physically and emotionally. Father God, we ask you right now, God, this to come into our midst right now. God, we ask you right now for forgiveness of our transgressions and our thoughts and our words and deeds that was not of you. But God, we ask you now, God, just to mend a broken heart, Heavenly Father. That heart that have been broken by somebody, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, God, Lord, just to heal that heart right now. Heal that heart and their minds, Heavenly Father. Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask you now, God. Lord, thank you for these listeners that listen to my voice on the air. Thank you for my ministry, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, God, Lord, to bless this ministry, bless this radio broadcast, Heavenly Father. Lord, let it be about you, Heavenly Father. Lord, let my light so shine that they can see my good work, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you now, God. Lord, if this is not of you, this ministry is not of you, Heavenly Father, this ministry, it's not seem like it getting nowhere, Heavenly Father. Lord, give me a sign, Heavenly Father. Lord, Heavenly Father, give me a script of encouragement, Lord, to do this ministry. Lord, continue to look over my family, my loved ones, my family that was in bereavement, my uncle, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift us up in prayer, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you right now, God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to manifest your spirit upon this radio broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. And we count it done. Amen and amen. Now, guys, we are looking to get our broadcast out and about. If anybody got any ideas, we are open to very ideas, and we are very open to what you guys have to say. And I'm open up to any suggestions right now. You can call 929-477-2328. Again, 929-2328. For any suggestion, any idea, you can go on my Facebook page, Revelation of Truth with Minister Chris, and you can find it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are very excited about this video broadcast, and we will like to get other people excited as well. The Lord placed it on my heart to do a decal on my car. Talking about Revelation with Truth and the website page. I think that'll be more getting more advertisement out there and everything.
But until then, until Monday, 2 o'clock p.m., I hope you guys stay blessed and stay in the Lord. Again, we're going to talk about how can I heal from a broken, how can I heal from a heart? How can I heal from a heart of a broken relationship? We're going to talk about that Monday. Until then, stay blessed in the Lord. And I will see you guys, if life lasts, on Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. Amen. Stay blessed in the Lord. Amen.
If it feels good to you, go ahead and rock like this. Hey! Check it out.
Every man falls down. Everyone needs grace. Your love is enough now. By your name we say, hey! You look beyond our own. Thought it's what we need. We are alive now. By your name we're free. You got up so I could get up again. Now I'm up again with you. You got up, hey, I could get up again. Woo! You got up so I could get up again. I'm up with you.
I'm up with you.
Hear you, Charlie. Say you got it. Hey.
and fall seven times back. Yeah. Everybody acts like this. Say, what luck? What luck?
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will. I've seen it and I know He will. If you just let Him make a way.
Will make a way. I know that He will.
I know He.